Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the Ball Massage Focus Testicle and Gland Stimulation Electric Male Masturbator from Best Vibe. So this is a really interesting looking toy. It almost looks like a nanny cam, some type of baby-friendly camera, but it's obviously a sex toy, but it's very interesting. So this part opens up. And there's like a little thing here, and you gotta like put your fingernail in it, and there you go. And this is the end of it. But then over here, this has like a hinge, and you have to open it again, like kind of use your fingernail to open it, and it opens up like that. So what this toy does, this orange pad vibrates, so you rest your balls on this orange pad. You basically stick this between your legs, so your balls rest on this orange pad, and this vibrates on your balls, and then the middle part, your penis goes inside of it, and as you can see, it goes all the way through, so you gotta be careful when you're about to orgasm, and this spins and thrusts, and it's got like, it's held on by magnets, so it's actually pretty stable. Anyway, so there's two buttons. There's this plus sign button, and there's a wave button. The wave button controls the vibrating ball pad vibrator, and then the other one, it does the middle part that spins and thrusts. The charge port is right there, and it's USB-C. I'll turn it on. Okay, so you can see it has double zeros. All right, so here we have, I guess it'll be like this. This is one. Click it again. All right, now notice it's not going faster. It just has patterns. So pattern one is just up and down. And all these other ones are patterns, which is very disappointing. Okay. All right, so there's 10 patterns, but they're nothing to write home about. And as you can see, it just spins and thrusts. It's not particularly fast. Also, because this is like an open kind of design, it's not particularly intense. It's not like this is like really cranking on your stuff. It's fairly light. It feels more like a hand job than sex, which is fine. Now, with the ball massager, let me open that again. Okay. So to turn the ball massager on, you click the wave. It has like a little dot. Low, medium, high, and then it also has patterns. And I can't really show the vibrations, but there is a vibration in this little pad. So you rest your balls on it, you put your dick in here, and it thrusts up and down on your dick. And it feels good. It feels very pleasant. So it's not very powerful. As you can see, I jammed it just by pressing down with my finger. And when you do, the toy turns off. And you gotta do that. So, all right, that's really all there is to it. To clean it, you just pull the insert out, and then you could just rinse it off, or you could just rinse it off inside of it since the water goes all the way through. It doesn't take much. Now, here's the thing. The toy is pleasant. It's pleasant enough. It's not particularly intense. Because it doesn't get tight. It doesn't like crank on your stuff. It's more of a gentle touch. Again, it simulates like a hand job. So it's not bad. It's not bad. It's very pleasant. But, you know, when you're really like in the mood to, you know, throw down and bust a nut, you kind of want something that's like can get intense. Usually there's like some type of an orgasm button where it goes like maximum vibrations, maximum thrust. This toy only has one speed. As you saw, when you go past that first setting, it just has patterns, and the patterns are a joke. So it has one speed where it thrusts and spins, and the thrusting and spinning isn't particularly intense, and the ball vibrating pad is fine, it's pleasant, but again, it's not particularly intense. So this is like, this would be a good foreplay toy, but it's not really enough to seal the deal. Like, can you use it if you're into like edging or like gentle touch masturbation instead of just trying to make yourself come as quickly as possible? You like to take your time. This might be a good toy for you. I do appreciate the ball vibrator. It does feel very good, but it's like, it just isn't. I need something more intense. I need something tighter, something with a higher torque, something with a faster speed, more spinning. Again, this only has one speed. So it's not a particularly powerful motor. As you can see, I jammed it just with a finger, just by pushing it down. So fairly weak motor, which again, it's a fairly small toy. I mean, I don't know what you expect. It's not crazy big. So that's about it. The ball vibrations are fine. They're just not enough. They're not enough. But for $80, it's not bad. It's on the upper end. Like, I would say this toy is in like the $50 to $80 range. So the fact this is $80 does put it on the higher end of what I would say a toy like this is worth. This was closer to $50. I'd say it was a pretty good deal. But $80, it's fairly priced, but I wouldn't say it's a good deal. I do have a coupon code, which lowers that about 20%. So you're saving a little bit of money, and it's good on the whole site. So if you go to Best Vibe and you don't like this toy, there's other toys you can buy from Best Vibe, and the 20% off coupon code works for the whole site. So check those out. This toy doesn't really get a strong recommend from me. If this sounds interesting to you, if you like a foreplay toy that feels like you're getting your dick fondled, but it's not like super intense, maybe you have premature ejaculation problems or you're trying to work on your stamina and you want something a little bit more gentle and less intense, maybe this toy's for you. It feels more like a massage than it feels like sex, if that makes sense. It's like you're getting your penis massaged, but not in a sexual way. If that makes sense, I don't know. Anyway, thank you, Best Vibe, for sending me this toy. Remember the coupon code, save 20%. This is Turd Flingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.